Hello, everybody. This is Hillary Lambert again with Well Dressed Boston. I have a few minutes. My son is sleeping, my 3-year-old is sleeping, and my two older ones are just hanging out downstairs. So I thought I would record another mini podcast. Welcome again. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about children. I just mentioned that I have three young boys of my own. And I was listening to Marie Forleo today. I often, when I'm at the gym, I watch her Marie TV, and I really enjoy her episodes. And today was about children and her decision not to have children. And she was just kind of going into that and talking about how to make that decision, how she made that decision, because I guess a lot of people inquire with her about that. And it's honestly a very hot topic for most people. Many young women I work with talk about it on occasion with me, about that decision and whether they should or shouldn't. For Marie, she basically said that she always knew she didn't want to have kids, and not really for selfish reasons, just more that she had other goals in life she wanted to pursue. And I totally get that, and I'm completely on board with that. And I tell everyone who asks me about kids that I'm not judging them whether they have kids or not. I think that sometimes people do judge that. Sometimes people do judge that, but sometimes it just comes off like people are judging that just because it's such a societal norm to have children. And a societal norm to think that everyone wants to have children. And really, that's not the case. I mean, everyone has their own life and their own life goals. So I have three kids, but I don't want anyone to ever think that because of that, I think that you should have kids. And I'll go into my own personal story about that next time, about how I became a parent, because I stumbled upon it. And I didn't really know if I wanted to have children until I stumbled upon it. And then I did, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. So I guess all I want to say is that about this, like this, to summarize, is that we all feel as though people are judging us about these things that we think are societal norms, like having a family or getting married even, you know, first step is getting married. And then everyone's asking you about kids. Like, I know about those pressures. Certainly everyone does, where, you know, when I was in my 20s, everyone kept asking, oh, who's the guy in your life? When are you going to get married? Blah, blah, blah. And then once you're married, everyone's asking, when are you having kids? And then guess what? Once you have one kid, they're asking you when you're having the next kid. So I totally understand this. And, you know, everyone does, but sometimes it feels like no one understands, you know, no one gets it. And people are just putting pressure on you. I'm kind of just going off on a tangent, but the point is you have to just make decisions for yourself about what is best for your life and what is going to fit into your life right now. And maybe, you know, Oprah is the same as Marie Forleo. Oprah has said that she just could not fit children in her life. It just was not something, like, she kind of nurtures in many other ways, as I'm sure Marie does. She nurtures people in many other ways, but she doesn't have time for children. And you know, that's fine. And some people will just never have the option. I mean, that's the case too. So we just have to be really sensitive to what we're asking people, and how we're approaching these conversations about children and big life decisions, because it really affects them and it makes them feel a certain way. And it's often a very sensitive subject, you know, about marriage and children. So, and career is one of those things too. And we can talk about that on a whole nother podcast, but with, you know, the idea of kids and when are you having kids? When are you having the next child? With me, I have three boys, so I get the question of, oh, are you going to go for the girl? You know, I mean, it never ends. And to be honest, I think a lot of times people really are just making conversation, and it's not, you know, they're not really trying to offend you. So you really just, at the end of the day, like everyone says, just do you and do what's best for you and your life. As long as you are nurturing your life and doing the best you can in other areas of your life and you are happy, that is the important part. And you know, like Oprah says, you know, there's other things that sort of take the place of children, you know, other things you're nurturing and caring for. So just do that. And I'm kind of going on, but I would love to hear from you guys. Let me know your thoughts on the subject. Do you want to have kids? Are you having a hard time having kids? How do people make you feel about the issue of children? How does society make you feel about the issue of children? You know, like I said, I stumbled upon having kids. I stumbled upon it, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I love my kids more than anything. It is the biggest commitment you'll ever make, though. And it's hard to squeeze in, you know, these other endeavors I have, like my brand, my Well-Dressed Boston brand. It's hard to squeeze that in, but it is something I love and try to do as often as I can. Luckily, I have a family and a husband who nurtures that. So let me know your thoughts. Do you want to have kids? And how do people make you feel about the option of having children? Email me at Hillary@welldressedboston.com. Email me your comments and email me any topics of conversation that you would like me to talk about, and any questions. Okay. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time.